A Tuesday morning and welcome to the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And we'll kick it off with some URC rugby action this week. The Stormers remain unbeaten and at the top of the log. And boy, Sasha Feinberg, Mzulu, goes from strength to strength from the Stormers. Can they carry on this run of being unbeaten? A great performance on the weekend from them. Another good solid win for the Bulls away at Connacht. It's good to see them getting a victory. And the Lions got their first victory of the season. But unfortunately for our beloved Sharks here in KZN, it was the fourth loss in a row with a shocking loss at home, despite a lot of Springboks in the side. So a massive win was for Munster away at Croke Park against the full-strength Leinster side. So really, the URC Championship is being shaken up at the moment and a lot to play for. On the cricket side, the Women's World Cup, the Proteas ladies are 4 from 5. They have secured a spot in the semi-final, and boy, they are looking good. They're playing Pakistan today, but semi-final spot secured, and can our ladies bring home a Cricket World Cup? The men, they're currently touring Pakistan. We lost the first test match, unfortunately, and play has got underway as of yesterday. Again, Pakistan batting first and looking really good on a turning pitch at home. On the football front, the massive news, of course, for South Africa is that Bafana Bafana beat Rwanda 3-0 and secured their spot at the Soccer World Cup in 2026 to be hosted in the USA. Get your tickets ready. Let's fly over there. Bafana Bafana in the World Cup. The last time that they qualified was in 2002, so really just majestic. Staying with football and the Premier League action from the weekend, massive result from the weekend in one of the most heated affairs. Liverpool hosting Manchester United, and two cracking goals from Man United saw them beat Liverpool at home for the first time in over 15 years. A 2-1 victory for Manchester United. Could this be the turning point for their manager? One would think so. Again, good wins for Chelsea, Arsenal and Man City. Arsenal looking good at the top of the log as they continue to go from strength to strength. Of course, Formula One action. It was a great United States Grand Prix on the weekend. Max Verstappen, the man, continues to dominate. Qualified first, won the sprint race, and won the race. And he has closed the gap to Oscar Piastri at the top of the championship to a mere 40 points. It's really getting tight between the two McLaren drivers and Max Verstappen as they move to Las Vegas, baby, for the next round of Formula One. And then, of course, this weekend in Cape Town, by the mountain, the 2025 Sunderland Marathon was unfortunately cancelled. So no results available from that, but the safety of the runners and the volunteers was really the top priority, and the organisers certainly did well to cancel that. Some local action in terms of schooling, and Ashton have shown some great results on the girl front. The under-18 team finished 5th out of 16 schools at the DGC Stayers Tournament. On the water polo front, the Ashton girls team drew 5-all with Redham and Schlangen in a tightly contested match. They were down and they fought back to level the score, which was a great result. And then, of course, the girls cricket team claimed a strong win over Westville Girls High. They bowled them out for 64, and then they chased it down in just 8.1 overs for a great victory there. On the boy front at Ashton, the boys had a bumper week of cricket for the senior college teams. Both the first 11 and under 15 A boys teams played 3 matches each, and they remained unbeaten. So a great result there. And of course, a busy midweek as well for Ashton as the midweek T20 teams went up against Kura in Hillcrest. The first 11 produced a dominant performance, bowling Kura out for 100 and securing a comfortable victory. So really, the sport going from strength to strength for both Mshlali and Ashton here on the North Coast. And that's it for a busy Tuesday Dwell Property Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate.